This is the Don and Mike Show. Simply the best. The Don and Mike Show.
You heard the man. Call everybody you know. Don's returning on Friday with the rest of us for the final gathering of the Don and Mike Show gang. This is the ultimate best of Don and Mike, our truly favorite moments. I'm Buzz Burbank here with Rob Spiewak. And we talk about the music of your life. This is the talk of your life.
And I agree.
A lot of people grew very close over the years to Don's real-life brother, his Earth Dog brother, Jimmy.
Jim Source.
I certainly identified with him. I know a lot of other people did, too. Don's perhaps closest original family member. They went through a lot together with the adoptions. Well, you know the story because you've listened over the years. So you know how important Jimmy is to the show.
He was married on the show.
That's right. I was the best. I gave away the bride on that.
That's the first time you've ever given away a woman.
And then later he gave away the bride.
That's right.
Here's one of Jimmy's greatest moments, right, Rob?
Oh, this is excellent. Another quality Don and Mike show booking, a village idiot, a real-life village idiot. And Don thought it might be good if Jimmy spoke to him, and amazingly, they hit it off. It's Jimmy Source and the Village Idiot on the best of Don and Mike.
Listen, here's why I'm calling you now. Well, first, congratulations on the new gig. That's pleat in your cape. Second, I can't believe we've not talked on the radio since, I guess, was it 2 weekends ago that you called me and wanted like to bond with me like in a way that guys bond about football, but about NASCAR? Yes, it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
When you called, called.
I thought you were getting in a NASCAR, and I called to see if you were. I told you, I said, call me before the race. You said, I will. So I never heard from you, so I called you. And you know what? Remember when I asked you, are you watching a race? What'd you say?
No, I wasn't. What was I doing? Playing Xbox, I think. But then I turned it on, and listen, fag, it's not like over the years there's ever been a football game on, and I've ever called you and said, hey, are you watching this game? Jesus Christ, the Super Bowl comes, and you don't even know who's playing in it. I mean, we do not
bond. That's why I was so excited, man. I thought that was another piece for us to bond on.
Well, and I think
I found out I was wrong.
Oh, what? Because I wasn't glued to the set the moment you called? I did watch it, and we chatted about it.
You didn't have to be glued, but you could have BS'd me and said, yeah, man, I got it on.
Oh, come on. What, I'm going to lie to you? I'm not going to know who wrecked. I'm not going to be able to figure out. And besides, you must be happy. Speaking of gay, your man won this week.
Yes, he did.
And he is a big Jeff Gordon fan, isn't he?
Yes, the biggest. I am.
Why is that? Because Jeff Gordon is so everything you're not.
And he won the Daytona 500, too, right?
Yeah, I haven't won that.
Why is he so you?
I've always liked him when he came since he started in NASCAR. I don't know why.
Why do so many people hate him?
NASCAR, and I thought, well, hell, I got to pick one of these guys. And Gordon was coming up the ladder, and I just took him.
Jimmy, why do so many people hate him? Why do so many NASCAR fans hate Jeff Gordon?
Because he's a fag, Mike.
They hate somebody that's good. Everybody's got to have somebody to bitch about.
That's right, Jimmy.
He's a fag.
You know, he's not a fag.
He's a fag.
His wife was a gold digger.
His wife was a beard. I'm just very surprised. I don't know anything about Jeff Gordon. I'm surprised that you are not a fan of someone like
Tony Stewart,
Dale Jr.
I mean, Jimmy Johnson.
I like Tony Stewart and I like Dale Jr. But I mean, out of everybody, if I'm going to root for somebody, I'm wearing a Jeff Gordon hat.
Where are you on Dick Trickle?
He don't even race anymore.
I know he doesn't. I just like saying the name.
Where are you on the topic, though?
Dick Trickle, he was from Wisconsin, wasn't he?
I don't know. Listen, Jimmy,
usually
I might
is.
Be wrong on that.
Jimmy, here's the deal. It's always great to have you on the show. Great to talk NASCAR with you.
Okay.
No, it is, and I'm glad you got a job. Here's the deal. We have a...
Great talking about my train wreck and everything else, too, isn't it?
Yeah, hey, we got a lot of hits on our website that day when we had the picture of your car.
It is always a pleasure talking to you, Jimmy.
Put the picture of the car up on a website?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we talked about it, I think, at the time.
I think we may have mentioned it to you.
Oh, I know that you had the audio clip of it up there, but I didn't know you put a picture of my car.
Right.
Yeah, that beautiful damaged car.
You're right, your beautiful Jaguar.
It
you
was
like
beautiful.
Saying. The Jaguar.
It's
now, listen.
So beautiful sitting in the backyard.
Here's the thing, Jimmy. We've got an interview to do here. I don't know if it's worth our time or not. It's from Indiana. And it's some town where they've always named a village idiot every year.
Okay.
And we've got the guy, we can call the guy who gives out the award, and he's there with the guy who is the actual village idiot.
Yeah.
And I thought it'd be kind of ironic, you know, and kind of funny if you did the interview.
From one village idiot to the other.
Well, now, see, they're right, right there. Right there, you have already stepped a notch above the material. You get it.
That's good.
No, I'm not up for it.
Oh, what do you mean you're not up for it?
No.
Oh, come on.
I'm kind of busy right now. I only got a couple more minutes to talk.
What do you mean you're kind of? You're full of crap. You just
I'm driving over to the new company right now. I got to sign a bunch of forms and all that.
Listen, you got 1 minute. Listen to this. You're Jim Source.
This Real World Minute brought to you by Jim Source.
Come on, Jim.
It's Jim Source, everybody.
Hey, I never got that CD of that stuff yet.
I have my figure back. Tom and I went to Jim Source and got a complete home gym, a treadmill, some free weights, the whole setup.
All right, Robbie, are we ready now? We just put 60 seconds on the clock here.
Now, are we talking to the founder of the thing or the actual village idiot himself?
Since time is an issue, we've skipped right ahead to the winner, Mark Carmichael. And
he'll be speaking. Who is the village idiot?
Right, so Jimmy, the guy you're going to be talking to, lives in Story, Indiana.
Indiana?
Yes, right. And he won the title of village idiot for this year. A good way to interview him would be ask him why and how he became the village idiot.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask him how he did that.
That's perfect.
All right, you ready?
All right, I'll give it a shot.
All right,
you'll be great.
Jimmy,
you're going to do great.
That's my brother.
If I can understand him.
Okay.
This Real World Minute brought to you by Jim Source.
Okay, here we go. Now, Buzz?
Yes.
Would you like to give Jimmy an intro?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I'd be thrilled.
I should be stoned for this.
Oh, God.
So you, should I.
You're not already?
No.
And you're not already? okay. Oh, what the hell? I'll go with this. Okay, so Buzz, when you hear that,
you give Jimmy the intro.
And I'm going to get the guy on the air now. Here we go.
Live from the Wisconsin studios of the Westwood One Radio Network, it's Jim Source and the Jim Source Interview. Now, here's Jim.
Hello. What's this guy's name?
Mark Carmichael.
His name is Mark Carmichael.
Mark. Okay.
All right.
Go ahead. You're on with him, Jimmy.
Oh, are you there, Mark?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What town are you in to win the Village Idiot?
I'm in Nashville, Indiana. I'm actually in Story Inn, which is a town.
Oh, okay. Can you tell me a little bit about how you came about to win this Village Idiot?
Well, it's a number of things that kind of happen between people, or something dramatic that something happened to somebody, stupidity or whatever, humanistry, you know, whatever they might have did, either one major thing or a number of some things that they might
whatever they might have did.
Oh, and you didn't have to do it like on a stage or something. You just some point in your life you had to act like a village idiot and have somebody confirm you did it.
No, it's more of it's something.
Jimmy sounds more like he's talking to his brother right now than when he's talking to me.
Something stupid or, you know, idiotic or whatever else, then you get a nominated. You get put in as a nominee for the village idiot.
Oh, okay. You got to be a resident of Indiana for that.
Yeah.
Or that story in town or whatever.
Well, you got to be a resident in Indiana.
That's all the time we have.
Jimmy, that's the 62nd time now. Would you like an additional 60 seconds to find out how
just
this
to,
guy...
You know, just to do some follow-up questions, Jimmy?
Oh, no, I'm not interested now if I can't try and be in it. You said you got to be a resident of Indiana. I was going to see if I could go for it.
Come on, Jimmy. Just take 60 more seconds. Just find out what the guy did.
What he did to earn the award.
Okay, hold on a second.
This Real World Minute brought to you by Jim Source.
And go.
Mark, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, now what did you have to do to win the title?
There you go.
I cut through a live wire on a metal galvanized roof. I didn't know the wire was there, and I skimmed through about 10 foot of the wire before I actually ended up stopping. And then I looked back, and everybody was going on about me cutting through the wire. And I didn't, if it was shocking me, I didn't know if it was happening or not because I wasn't probably paying attention to it because I didn't pay attention to the wire being there.
Yeah. You cut through a wire?
Yeah.
I mean, your body or your hand or your what?
It was the wiring in the roof, and I was using my skill saw, and I was cutting across through it all.
Oh, and you got shocked.
Yeah.
So now they're speaking each other's language.
Did you pass out, or did it declare you dead for a minute, or what?
No. And just what'd you do?
Now Jimmy's interested.
Around like a crazy man, or what?
No, you just sit there and just shake it off.
Did they see your skeleton when you get shocked?
I don't know. They might have.
Oh, okay. Anything else you want to add to that?
I've added time.
They sit there and nominate too for one.
I've added time here.
When I rode around, it was a wild burro, and I was always rose up around horses and everything else and stuff, so they thought it was pretty humorous that I tried to ride a wild burro down there in Mexico.
Oh, wow. Pretty funny.
Jim, ask him about his truck.
Yeah, tell me about your truck.
I have a 94 S10. It's got 35-inch super swampers on the back of it, and it's got a little bit smaller tires on the front. It's got a pair of women's panties hanging from one sun visor.
Yeah.
And has no doors, no windows. Got a homemade bed on the back of it.
Oh, man. I bet you that looks great.
Oh, yeah, it does. It's on the internet.
That's all the time we have.
Yeah, it's on storyin.com.
Okay, well, maybe when I get back home, I'll have to look into that.
It goes anywhere. It's an unstoppable truck. I drive it everywhere.
Storyin, S-T-O-R-Y.
It's got a V6 in it.
I-N-N
They could go on all day, Don.
Turn them super swampers?
Listen to this now.
Oh, yeah, plenty of power for that little truck.
Hello? And remember, he didn't want to talk to him.
Right, nice. Fascinating.
Dude.
What?
Okay.
Great job, Jim.
Very nicely done, Jimmy.
Oh, my time's up?
Yeah, sadly, yes.
We gave you extra. I've known this guy my whole life.
We gave you extra triple time.
I told you, VI to VI. Look at how you two VIs got along together. And again, the website for this guy, storyinn.com.
Right.
.com.
We'll .com. It really started to sing when the Super Swampers got brought
That's
up.
Right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like twin brothers of different mothers. Jimmy, who do you, after this conversation with Mark, you've been on the phone with him for 2 minutes, who do you feel you have more in common with now, him or me? Jimmy?
Oh, man, that's a good question.
Well, take your time, Jimmy. You don't want to answer.
I have more in common with you.
What?
I have more in common with you.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
That's your brother.
Just because we lived together for, what, 16 years
of
our life?
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, Jimmy, ask him about the pig roast.
A big what?
Ask him about the pig roast.
Mark.
Just go ahead. Ask him.
Oh, what about the pig roast? Tell me about the pig roast.
Well, I was having a hog roasting, and I had to improvise a little bit, and I ended up cooking it. I didn't have no pit to cook a hog in or nothing. Now,
big grill.
Of course. I made a big barbecue fire, and then I took some bed springs and had to. Well, first of all, I had to cut the hog in half with a chainsaw to split it in half. And then I laid it out on the bed springs on a fold-away bed on an open fire, and I had to turn it back and forth with a pitchfork. And let alone, since I didn't have a kitchen or nothing, I had to have a meat cleaver to carve it up. And, you know.
Did you use your chainsaw to carve it up?
No, I'd take the head off of it and stuff like that, you know, maybe, but, you know.
Sure. How'd it taste? How'd it taste?
Oh, it tasted good.
Good.
Well, that's a nice tip in about the pig roast. Mark, thank you for being on the show, and congratulations on being the village idiot.
Well, thank you.
Good
thank
luck you. In defending your championship.
Yeah.
Thank you. Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dance. Dance, monkey, dance. Oh, come on. What is this? Oh, he will hold the title until March 31st, 2006.
Right.
All right, thank you for that information, Rob. Thank you. And goodbye, Village Idiot. And now, there you go, Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, how about that? You came through in a big way for the show today.
Good job.
Oh, I'm not kidding.
That makes my day.
I'm not kidding. You really did.
Hey, Jimmy, it's been a great day. You did your interview. You kicked ass on your interview, and you got a brand new job today.
Yeah, no more studying for a while.
Oh, they're not going to drug test you?
Yeah, they already did last week.
Oh, okay. And you passed.
I was kind of worried, though, because I did it on Wednesday, and they say 2 to 3 business days, right?
Yeah.
So I called the guy yesterday. I said, have you gotten results back? He says, no.
Oh.
He says, that's weird. Wow. Usually I get them back in a day or two. So it had me kind of thinking, you know.
Yeah.
And then the guy called me up today. He says, yeah, you passed. Everything's good.
Excellent. You know.
Excellent. Boy,
one more thing. Man. One more thing here, Jimmy.
Pretty young for that, aren't you?
What was that?
Do you have any idea? Listen to this voice.
I can hear. You don't have to shout. What do you want?
John Wayne.
That's got it immediately.
Good job.
Big job.
I heard your show. What was it, last Friday when you were doing that?
Oh, you heard it when
still,
we did that. Oh,
John
okay,
Wayne.
Still.
Show him the way, dude.
Jimmy, do you have any parting words of wisdom for us?
Get neutered.
Get neutered.
Get neutered.
Yeah. We'll take that under advisement.
Thank you, Jimmy.
All right.
She got no sense of responsibility.
I guess she does.
This is going to hurt. Here's something to bite on.
All right, dude. I'll see you later.
All right.
Bye. Goodbye.
Take care, Jimmy.
Goodbye. There he is, everybody. My brother, Jimmy.
Boy, that's right. A perfect call, letting him talk to Mark Carmichael, the village idiot.
VI on VI.
Yeah, hey, oh, how about those swamp mutters? Whatever the hell it was.
And then Jimmy had actually some good follow-up questions for the guy about how he blows stuff up real good.
Got caught up in it. Only at the end, I could practically taste that pig.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
What a satisfying plate of best of this was today, Rob.
And pig.
Man, we had Dying Charlie and Crying Bart and the plasma TV destruction, some of Mike's voices, Rudy's underpants, the color of a sunset.
Yes.
We had some great Frida and so much more, and I really look forward to tomorrow. What do we have lined up?
You should look forward to tomorrow, as we'll truck out some more classic WAVA content. The return of the Newsmaker of the Week.
Oh, good.
Which is always a lot of fun. Did someone say fireworks?
Ah.
More of Mike's characters, a look inside radio, Joe's all-time favorite segment. And can I tease just two words
please,
for Thursday?
Please.
Memphis Riot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I've said too much. Let's get out of here.
It's the ultimate best of Don and Mike, our favorite moments. It continues tomorrow. And tell everyone you know Don's coming back on Friday.
Friday.
Thanks for joining us.
See you soon.
Good night.
This is the Don and Mike Show.